Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is calm across Israel. Temperatures are mild in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making it a comfortable night. While in Haifa, cool breezes are expected to sweep through until morning. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the Israeli Navy has hit targets in Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, Yemen, and Gaza with precision strikes in the ongoing Iran-Hezbollah conflict. This was in earlier reporting. Also, Forward notes that Israel has agreed to a 10-day halt in fighting in Lebanon. This comes after President Trump announced a ceasefire earlier this hour. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu sees a historic opportunity for peace between Israel and Lebanon amid ongoing ceasefire discussions. Separately, Axios highlights that President Trump spoke with the Lebanese president earlier today as part of efforts to push forward the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. And finally, Mariv features commentary from Yinon Magal, expressing skepticism over the peace agreement with Lebanon, reflecting a broader political debate in the country. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSIN 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that President Trump hopes Hezbollah will act peacefully during the ceasefire period, emphasizing the chance for lasting peace. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, reported minutes ago that the Lebanese armed forces have deployed troops at Beirut's southern suburbs entrances to maintain security and prevent celebratory gunfire. Ilon Levy, an Israeli commentator, noted in a post from earlier that Israel and Lebanon have released a joint statement showing a mutual understanding to work towards peace. Now for more on those stories. The Jerusalem Post provides more context on the Israeli Navy's operations. Over 1,000 naval combat soldiers have been at sea for over 26,000 hours in the current conflict with Iran and Hezbollah. This showcases Israel's strategic military reach and its commitment to countering regional threats. Turning to the ceasefire, Forward reports that President Trump's announcement of a 10-day halt in fighting marks a significant diplomatic development. The ceasefire could pave the way for broader peace efforts and reduce immediate conflict tensions in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Prime Minister Netanyahu's view on the emerging peace opportunity with Lebanon. Netanyahu regards this as a pivotal moment, potentially reshaping Israel's relations with its northern neighbor. This could signal a shift in regional alliances and stability. On the diplomatic front, Axios details President Trump's conversation with the Lebanese president. The discussion aligns with U.S. efforts to broker peace in the Middle East, which could influence broader geopolitical dynamics, including relations with Iran. Finally, Yinon Magal's commentary in Mariv reflects a sentiment of dissatisfaction with the peace process among some Israeli factions. This highlights the internal political challenges Netanyahu faces in balancing security concerns with diplomatic initiatives. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that the U.S. has nearly broken an 80-year oil production record, thanks to the strategic opportunities provided by the conflict with Iran. This development has significant implications for global energy markets. Separately, Globes notes that eToro, a social trading platform, has acquired Israeli startup Zengo for $70 million. This acquisition will enhance eToro's digital asset capabilities, reflecting the growing importance of crypto technologies. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that the Finance Committee has approved the release of about 100 million shekels for Haredi education. This decision came after a temporary freeze and highlights the ongoing debate over education funding in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.